Good morning. A warm welcome to everyone joining us today for our worship service here in St John's. If you're listening for the first time since lockdown, or a regular listener, I hope you'll enjoy our time of sharing and worshipping our Lord. Our intimations this week. Our Bible studies have resumed on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. on the Zoom platform. We will be using material for Advent entitled Coming of the Saviour, which is a 6-week study programme. Full details can be found on our webpage. You will all be aware that we are now in level 4 of lockdown. This means we can now only accommodate a maximum of 20 persons in the church. Our previous Sunday attendance has been around the high 20s to low 30s. This means it is important to check with the booking number if you wish to attend a church service, as some people may be disappointed. If we cannot find you a seat, you will be prioritised for a place at the next service. We are currently looking into how we can safely hold a communion service. We are hoping to hold one on Sunday the 13th of December, restrictions being reduced from level 4. I will give more information nearer the time. These are all intimations. May you keep safe and enjoy our worship today.
Thank you, John, and a warm welcome to everyone who is joining us in our worship today. What an amazing day, and what a fantastic opportunity for us all to come together, no matter where we are, to share in fellowship and praise. We gather to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ over all things, and to declare that we belong to Him and that we belong to one another. In the last few days, our council area has been moved to level 4 of the COVID protection levels by the Scottish Government. These demanding but necessary restrictions can affect both our spiritual and mental health, leaving us feeling overwhelmed by the continuing changes and uncertainties. But the Almighty God assures us He is near us. In Psalm number 24, verses 7 to 10, the psalmist says, "Lift up your heads, you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that a King of glory may come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that a King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, He is the King of glory. Amen. And now we join together to sing hymn number 127. O worship the King, O glorious above. Hymn number 127.
Thank you.
prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Let us pray. King of kings, King of glory, we worship you, we bow before your throne of mercy. You are the great and mighty God. You are the Lord of lords. You are our hiding place in times of trouble. You surround us with joyful songs of salvation. We lift our heads and praise you for coming into our hearts through the risen Christ and the power of your Spirit. We confess that there are times when our hearts get so out of tune with you that we decide we are going to play our own song instead of following your direction. We confess to you that more often than not, we dream more of privileges and benefits than of service. Reshape our hearts and lives for your kingdom, that we can live and move and dream according to that hope to which you have called us. Forgive us, revive us, and mold us into your image. Loving God, may this time of worship here today leave no doubt that you are the King of glory, not only in our hearts and lives, but also in our witness to those around us. Enlighten the eyes of our hearts that we may see the hope to which Christ calls us, that we may be the hope for the hungry, the thirsty, the sick, and the needy, and that we may enter your realm of eternal peace. We pray in the name of the Prince of Peace, our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is written in the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, reading from verses 15 to 23. Thanksgiving and prayer. Hear the word of the Lord. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Our second Bible reading is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 25, reading from verses 31 to 46. The sheep and the goats. Hear the word of the Lord. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was ill, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was ill and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or needing clothes, or ill or in prison, and did not help you? He will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Janice, for taking our reading today. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are the giver of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. May you open the eyes of our hearts and help us to know the hope to which you have called us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is Christ the King Sunday, the last Sunday in the church's year. That is the Sunday next before Advent. Today and every day, we are invited to celebrate Jesus, the King of Glory and the King of Kings. A relatively recent addition to the liturgical calendar, Christ the King Sunday was instituted in 1925 by Pope Pius XI in response to the tragedy of the First World War and the growth of dictatorship and secularism in the world. Pope Pius XI argued that as long as individuals and states refuse to submit to the rule of our Savior, there will be no real hopeful prospect of a lasting peace among nations. Today, we continue to live in a divided world that often seems to be ruled by the forces of darkness. And so Christ the King Sunday is meant to remind us that in the end, God does reign over all things. Christ the King Sunday says our task is not only to trust in this truth, but to live the kind of lives through which the Holy Spirit can work to bring the full reign of Christ to fruition in all creation. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians as read presents a picture of a glorified Christ, raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of God in heavenly places. Although Paul does not use the word king in this epistle, the language of the passage is filled with power beyond that of kings and emperors. It is nearly impossible for those of us immersed in the melodious songs of Handel's Messiah not to think of the glorious words from Psalm number 24. Lift up your heads, O gates, lift them high, O everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. However, this rather militaristic sounds seems to be missing from the gospel accounts. So then, how did this image of Christ the King come about? We first encounter the title King in Matthew's story of the wise visitors to the infant Jesus. The wise visitors came looking for a child born to be king of the Jews. When King Herod hears of the purpose of their visit, he is terrified and he asks, Who is this child born to be king? Jesus grew up as a different kind of king. In his parable and teachings, we don't have kings glorious in battle. We are given examples of kings who made difficult decisions based on justice. Kings who gave banquets where people are invited And finally, we are presented with this story of a king who bestows justice in Matthew chapter 25. The parable as read today, called the Great Judgment, is so familiar to all those who understand what it means to serve others in the name of Christ. The one who thought that the last shall be first presents the king as bringing to his right hand those who have lived a life that honored others above their own selfish needs. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. This king invites into the heavenly realms those who paid attention to the poor by giving them clothes to wear and food to eat. This king opens his kingdom to those who saw human injustice and took time to visit the ones who were imprisoned unjustly. This king praises those who welcome the stranger and migrants by offering them hospitality and shelter. And they did it all, not knowing that in the process of feeding, clothing, and welcoming, they were responding to the giver of all good gifts. Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Each time we do good to the least of the world's inhabitants, we do it to him. And we say something about the true nature of our master. In being Christ to our neighbors, in being Christ to our communities, his power to transform the world comes visible and tangible. Christ the King ate with the poor and the outcasts. He loved the unlovable and elevated the world of little children. This Christ the King does not appear holding a sword, but instead hangs on a cross. He proved through his own death that he is beside us in our struggles, sharing our sufferings and miseries. In these days of fear, anxiety, and distress, we are reminded that Christ the King loves and walks beside us. There is nothing that can stand against us or our King, not even death itself. Today and every day, we celebrate Christ as our King. We celebrate the one who was persecuted and triumphed over all power and authority. We celebrate the one who served and who is the master of all. We celebrate the one who died and is eternally alive. Yes, we celebrate the one who bursts into the midst of our troubles and saves us. So let us turn our focus away from our troubles, from our weaknesses, from our sin, and focus on Christ our King. And let us proclaim him to our neighbors, in the way we serve and in the way we are open to the leading of God's Spirit. Amen. Christ is the King.
Good morning. During last Sunday's service, at the time for the Lord's Prayer, spoken by Elijah, accompanied by the faint murmurings of the congregation, I became aware of the presence of the song Memory in my thoughts, quite unprovoked. It seemed a curious pairing, that much-loved emotive song, with the Lord's Prayer. I pondered the connection for the rest of the day and for the following days, wondering where it would lead. And it occurred to me that the Lord's Prayer is the longest-standing verse I have committed to memory, learned at such a young age as to be impossible to remember, yet used just as much today, unchanged and steadfast. When Elijah began his ministry with us, he did a series of sermons on the Lord's Prayer, and I accompanied it with a series of musical settings. Bringing new life and perspective to those words which are so deeply ingrained. At the end of the week, I knew what I needed to do with the Lord's Prayer and the song Memory. I recorded this wonderful arrangement, and then I listened to it whilst going through the words of the Lord's Prayer. At first, I was surprised at how much the music caused me to have to focus on the words, because it was distracting. But then, because it lifted and carried the words in an incredibly intense and moving way. I ended up going over the prayer 5 times during the course of the music, each time feeling more powerful. By the 5th time, I was beaming from cheek to cheek, brimming with the joy of God's kingdom, the power and the glory. I invite you to try it for yourself just now. For all that COVID may have temporarily suspended our united recitation of the Lord's Prayer, create a new memory of bringing fresh life and perspective to that prayer that lives within us all.
Thank you. Now, our prayers for others. Father, Almighty God, we pray for the Church and for Christians throughout the world. May we remember always that God is in control and that no matter the challenges that we face, He is with us to guide us, strengthen us, and by grace lead us to overcome the effects of our troubles. For all things are possible to the one who defeated sin and death when he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, to sit at the right hand of the Father and there to intercede for us. Therefore, it is with confidence that we ask you to bless us and the work that we do in your name. As we begin another period of lockdown, help us to be aware of the needs of our neighbours, our friends, those at work, those in our care homes and hospitals, but especially those who are usually unnoticed in society, the homeless, the immigrant, and the vulnerable. Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation that we may see you in the lonely, the depressed, the anxious, the hungry, the sick, the dying and those who mourn. Let us be a companion to the lonely. Let us bring light to those who suffer in the darkness of depression. Let us bring patience to those who are anxious. Let us give food to the hungry and shelter to the homeless. Let us bring your healing to the sick. May we bring comfort to those who are dying and your peace to those who mourn. For it is through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, that we have hope for the future and the strength to do your will and so bring glory to your name. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Fiona, for blessing us with your gift of music. And thank you, Charlie, for your intercessory prayers. It's been a great joy to share with us today. I do hope that our time of fellowship and that the word of God we've had today will continue to re-echo in our lives as we journey through the unknown future. Please be assured that no matter what tomorrow brings, we are not alone. God is with us. Now we'll sing our closing hymn, In Christ Alone.
So what?
as you have been blessed, let us now go to be a blessing to others. Let us go bringing the good news of peace and hope, of healing and love. Go, and the God of peace will always go with you. And the blessing of God, the Father Almighty, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you today, tomorrow, and forevermore.